There are an alarming number of child sexual abuse cases that never get reported, and many times the perpetrators are members of the child's family. Unfortunately, because of fear, guilt, and shame, children keep the abuse to themselves and suffer in silence, never getting the appropriate treatment they need to emotionally heal from the trauma. If you are aware of or suspect sexual abuse is taking place with a child, please listen close as we discuss the steps that should be taken in this regard on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A listener wrote to us with a pertinent question regarding incestuous sexual abuse. She asks, how should I respond to the discovery that an adult member of the extended family of a friend has been forcing one of the children to engage in sexual acts with him? I don't want to intrude in other people's business, but now that I'm in possession of this information, I feel responsible to do something about it. Do you have any recommendations? If you know that a child is being abused, you must report the incident to the police and the Department of Social Services. Keeping secrets like this will only make matters worse. As you probably know, situations of this kind are often covered up for years. When that happens, the victim usually ends up carrying a heavy burden of shame, guilt, and damaged self-esteem into adulthood. As a result, what might have been an isolated incident sometimes becomes a transgenerational curse. Depending on the reliability of the information you've received, you could be in a position to break a long chain of tragic events. By taking firm, appropriate action, you may even be able to prevent future incidents of abuse. It's in the best interests of all concerned that the truth should be brought to light as soon as possible. Ideally, it would be best if you could do this in conjunction with the child's parents and with their full cooperation. We realize that this isn't always possible. Sometimes the parents are negligent, abusive, or uninvolved. Sometimes one of them is the perpetrator or has knowledge of the situation and has failed to protect the victim. In that case, you may want to find someone else you can trust with the details of the story before taking any decisive step. A teacher, a school counselor, pastor, youth leader, or the parent of a friend. Be aware that in certain cases, talking to the parents could actually make things worse for the child. Once you have a trusted ally, look for an opportunity to sit down and broach the issue with the victim. Make every effort to discuss it in a sensitive and caring way. Let her know that you're on her side. Ask questions designed to draw out the details as gently and gradually as possible. Say things like, "I can't tell you how deeply it hurts me to know that this has been happening to you. Who has been doing this to you? For how long? Is it an ongoing situation?" If and when you become convinced that the authorities need to be informed, be aware that you can make the report confidentially. It's important to understand precisely what this means. At the time of making the call, you will need to give your name, but the police or Child Protection Services agency won't reveal it to the parents or the family of the victim without your permission. You may also call Childline for support on what to do next if you suspect abuse. To get in touch with Childline, call 0800 55 55 or go to their website at childlinesa.org.za. Focus on the Family's counseling department is also an option once the authorities have been involved. Our staff can provide you with a list of professional therapists practicing in your area and would be happy to discuss your situation with you over the phone. The number to call is 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. You can make a life-changing difference in the life of the victim, so please don't stay silent. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.